Medina. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Hibbing, where thousands of people work in the medical field serving patients from across the area. In that spirit, we present another scene from our medical melodrama, Gary's Anatomy.
Gary's Anatomy.
So, Dr. Belich, you've got to go into that exam room and deliver bad news to a new mother. This is one of the worst parts of our job. Remember what we learned, the ABCDE method.
That's right. A for advanced preparation. B for building therapeutic relationship.
Yes.
C for communicating well. Good. D.
Deal with?
Deal with patient and family relations and reactions. And E for encourage and validate emotions.
All right, you're ready. Good luck.
Thank you. Mrs. Dolan, do you remember me? I'm Dr. Brianna Belich. I helped deliver your baby.
Of course, Dr. Belich. You are very kind and quite good at your job.
Thank you very much. You did a good job, too. I was honored to be there. So, I understand you've been having some problems with your baby. We've run many tests. I have the results right here.
I'm not sure I'm ready.
It's important for you to remember that no matter what these results show, there are many ways for you and your baby to live a meaningful, healthy life.
Oh, I'm scared.
This is a scary moment, but it will pass. So, we've determined that your baby has a healthy set of lungs. The heart is strong, kidney and liver functions are normal, cognitive abilities are above average.
That's wonderful news. So why is my baby having so many problems when we go out in public?
Mrs. Dolan, I'm sorry to tell you, but your baby is ugly.
No! Not bad! How ugly is he?
Unfortunately, this baby is so ugly that even Hello Kitty says goodbye. This baby is so ugly that our staff calls it Taco Bell. When they see this baby, they run for the border.
No! What does this mean?
We have to be worried, because if your baby is playing in a sandbox, cats might try to cover it up. And of course, worst of all, when you drop your baby off at school in 5 years, you could get a fine for littering. That is, if left untreated.
So what are my treatment options?
There is, of course, isolation therapy. Hide the baby in a closet or a tool shed, hoping they grow out of it. This is an old method, but a controversial one. Your baby might not like it.
I don't like it. There must be some other way.
There is. I'm going to show you a way for your baby to go out in public without any incident. No horrified expressions. No being seated behind the dumpster at your local casual dining restaurant. Best of all, it's affordable and easy to use.
What is it?
You just unfold it and punch in some eye holes. It's a little big, but your baby will grow into it.
Does my insurance cover this?
Absolutely. You'll just get a bill for the copay, and your baby will have a bright future. Your baby, after all, has a face for radio.
Thank you so much again, Dr. Belich. I feel like I have hope again.
You are welcome, Mrs. Dolan. Oh, but before you go, here, I have a banana for your monkey.
This is my baby.
I knew that.
Gary's Anatomy.